This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications, brought to you in part by the New Mexico Municipal League and by Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe. We're going to continue our discussion of prisons today and even maybe tomorrow. Nationally, the number of people being put in prison has been declining, but not in New Mexico. The state's total prison population is on the increase. According to a forecast given to a legislative committee on Monday, the system is expected to have 7,192 men by the year 2024. That is five times the capacity of the state's prisons. The women's population is also expected to exceed capacity the same year. More after this from the New Mexico Municipal League.
Hi, I'm Bill Fulginetti, Executive Director of the New Mexico Municipal League. There are 106 incorporated municipalities in New Mexico, and each has its own distinct characteristics, history, and personality. But they all share one thing in common. They are the government of and by the people. The New Mexico Municipal League strives to aid each municipal government to be the best they can be, a better New Mexico through better cities.
The Interim Courts, Corrections, and Criminal Justice Committee met Monday in Santa Fe and heard from Corrections Department Secretary Jerry Rourke. He told them the prisons in New Mexico are over 30 years old and have more than $300 million in deferred maintenance. He said they're past their shelf lives. The cost of housing prisoners in the state-run facilities is higher than in private jails, an issue the committee is debating. Rourke said it costs $102 to $104 a day per inmate for a state prison, but $58 to $70 a day for a private prison, plus about $21 a day for medical expenses. Currently, roughly half the state's inmates are in private jails. More after this. Calling the state prison system corrections is a misnomer. Those, and it is most of them, built after the prison riot in Santa Fe in 1980, they're to hold prisoners securely, not educate or train them. Rourke also told the lawmakers they have about 120 inmates who are eligible for release. The Associated Press did a study that showed the state held prisoners in jail during part or all of their probation, thus costing the state millions of dollars. They're being held because either they cannot find suitable housing outside the prison, or there is either missing paperwork or administrative backlogs. The number of men who were incarcerated in state prisons has increased to more than 6,600 in 2018 from 6,000 10 years ago. Number of women in prison has increased at an even faster rate and now number 797. In New Mexico, more are in prison for violent or drug offenses than elsewhere in the country, and fewer for property crimes or public order offenses. Parole violations and serious violent offenses are the top reasons for men in jail. More women were admitted for drug offenses or parole violations. Final words after this from Gallery Ethnica in Santa Fe.
Hey, New Mexico. For years, Santa Fe's Gallery Ethnica has been supplying museums and fine galleries all over the globe with folk art, furniture, and collectibles from nearly 50 countries. Our new 3,000-square-foot outlet store in Santa Fe has products and art from exotic locales. Gallery Ethnica, 1301 Cerrillos Road at the corner of Baca.
A legislative analysis shows that the recidivism rate over the 3 years is nearly 50%. A few years ago, a study said there were more people in jail in the United States than in all the colleges and universities. This is Mark Bentley with Dateline New Mexico from Mills Communications. Stay connected.